When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello, you're listening to Coldcast, where I get on a special guest and they tell me who they want to give a big old lump of coal to this Christmas. Someone they despise, hate, and really don't like at all. So, my special guest this week is Chris Whitty.
Hello.
Hey, Chris Whitty, how you been?
I've been doing well since the COVID. I haven't done much, but I'm still sticking in there.
Well, that's what we like. Now, Chris Whitty, who would you like to give your lump of coal to?
I'd like to give it to, what's her name? I've forgotten her name. Liz Truss, that one.
Liz Truss. Oh, Chris Whitty, you and your banter. Hold on, this isn't the Coldcast. It's Small Screens 90s Christmas Advent Calendar of Fun. Whee!
Whee!
Chris Whitty, you're Chris Barnes. How are you?
I'm good. This is Christmas Eve.
It is Christmas Eve. I always feel magical around Christmas Eve, don't you?
Well, I can't understand the people that are still shopping on Christmas Eve.
I can. I used to be one of those people.
I did my Christmas shopping in about the 21st of November this year. I just did it all on Amazon. Just bagging away. What's everybody want? Bosh.
But don't you like to go in the shop and feel stuff?
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? Hold it in your hands, look at it, and then decide that you want the 3 for 2 on the boots gifts.
Oh, is that what you do, is it? Is that...
Most of the time. Usually what happens around the 23rd, so yesterday, was where I've wrapped all my gifts. And I look at them and then I think it doesn't look like it's enough. So therefore go into panic mode. And usually the 24th is where I buy shit that's not needed. The extra stuff. The presents that no one wants.
Yeah, listen to Martin Lewis. Don't buy presents for people you don't have to.
It's true. Don't buy presents for people you don't have to buy presents for. I think kids make sense. Like, I bought my nephews a wonderful gift.
What, the gift of laughter?
The gift of laughter. Oh, Uncle Adam's here with his generous gift of laughter. Hello, kids.
Hello, kids. Guess what you're getting? You're getting a free preview of my Edinburgh show.
Yay. They'd love that. They're at the age where they still think I'm great. There's not long of that left.
You'd get dressed up as the adder. No. All right.
I'll get dressed up as the adder. That's it. I'm going to have it as a mascot. I'm going to do adder action figure. Ah, there's some merch.
I like the fact that we're giving people advice not to buy Christmas presents on Christmas Eve. So probably you've already bought them already.
And let's be honest, people are probably listening to this on Boxing Day, aren't they? After falling out with the family over Monopoly. Something like that, sat in the room. Like, do you know what? And to be honest, if you are a listener listening to this after falling out with your family on Christmas Day, fuck them.
Trying to think of a link to link it into the programme, but I can't think of...
I thought you were going to say, I was trying to think of a time I've had a massive falling out with my family on Christmas Day.
Oh, that always happens.
I was usually on the run-up to Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time for a fight.
So, what are we watching today on Small Screen 90s Advent Calendar of Fun?
We're watching Alan Partridge... Knowing me, knowing you. Knowing me, knowing you, aha, there is nothing we can do.
Aha! That weren't edited in then. That was my actual voice.
Yeah, it wasn't Rod. Oh, fuck. What's his name? I was about to say Rod. Hull. But no, I was about to say Rod Gilbert. Rod Brydon.
Rod Jane. Yeah, it wasn't Rod Brydon. We can't get him in for a small segment.
I remember the day.
I remember the day he came to me and said, that's a good idea.
Keep doing that impression, Rob. Go on. You won't get boring.
I remember the day.
So, two extra points. Christmas intro.
Yes. It had Christmas music.
It did. And this is, well, even says it, is this based on Noel Edmund?
Did you think that? Was that a note that you wrote down when it opened?
Yeah, he's basically just doing Noel's house party with a reconstruction of his own house.
Before he mentioned it. And I, because we have history with knowing me, knowing you, because I accidentally watched I'm Alan Partridge instead of the normal series, Listen Back.
Yeah.
And this was great. I'd never seen it before, but this is everything you want Alan Partridge on steroids.
There's only one problem I have with early Partridge is the canon.
The canon.
In Knowing Me, Knowing You, the series, at the end, he shoots a man by accident with a gun.
Yeah.
Then he's got a Christmas special where he's got the new head of the BBC there,
yeah,
who he punches in the face with a chicken, with a turkey. Yeah. And then in I'm Alan Partridge, he's having a meeting with him. That wouldn't happen, would it? He wouldn't even have a meeting.
Because, like, I one of my favourite lines ever is, give him a second series. And it was like, oh, I can see how that would have been funny. Yeah, I don't think there's any canon to it.
Do you not know what the second series was then?
Well, it was in Knowing Me, Knowing Alan Partridge 2, weren't it?
Yeah, it was in I'm Alan Partridge, but he's probably going, what series? What? I don't know.
Yeah. You've already had it. He does get the second series, we all know.
But bell ringers down.
Yes, the bell ringers. And also, when you think of bell ringers, people just ringing bells. Like, aren't bell ringers people who pull the ropes?
Yes.
If someone said to you, I'm a bell ringer, and just turned up with two bell ends and started shaking them, you'd think, that's not bell ringing.
So it's two bell ends.
I love your face when I said bell end. It was like...
You said bell end. Glenn Ponder is on there with his obviously his homosexual lover.
Yep.
Which is really confusing, Alan.
Also, Kevin Eldon.
Oh, Kevin Eldon as Fanny Thomas.
Who is just a chef who says really sexual things about, oh, you want stuffing, do you?
Is she meant to be Nigella Lewis?
I think it's pre-Nigella.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. Remember them days.
I like it at the end that it's actually Fanny is actually a man, and he's like, "Do you want Fanny or do you want Mike? Mike's gonna kick your head in."
Fanny.
Yeah, Tony Hares is there.
The head of the BBC, Tony Hares.
And Cut Zola Budd.
Cut Zola Budd. Two highlights for me was 12 Days of Christmas. I got cut off. This cracker needed to be moved. You needed to move this cracker. It needed to be moved. So they only got to number 5 on the 12 Days of Christmas. And also randomly, Mick Hucknall at the end coming on and singing, which is now in my head permanently. It's living there rent-free.
What, Mick Hucknall singing?
Yeah.
That's it. Peter or Fanny?
Is that the name of one of your ITV successful game show ideas?
Yeah. Is it Peter Capaldi, PCAP, or is it... Fanny.
It's Fanny. Da, da, da.
Oh, was he talking about the Virgin Mary and he says to one of the bell ringers. Oh, are you a Virgin Mary?
I really like watching it back as well. There's so many good little lines on it. And this was, I can see how people would have tuned in to this in the 90s. This was an actual real programme. The mention of the Rover constantly as well. And dressing up the guy who owns the Rover dealership as Father Christmas was sheer genius. Do you reckon, though, if you had your own like BBC show, say, I Can Make You Feel Trevor Feel Good, or just Feeling Good, where you come on it and host, and someone said, Barnsley, you could have a free car, to his mention it.
Say, am I working for the ITV? Because you can't do that on the BBC.
Yeah, would you?
Maybe, but I wouldn't be as blatant as that. Maybe.
I like this. I like this side to Barnes. All he needs is that contract and that whisper in the ear, and he's selling that Rover.
I like that, the driver that he's got talking about foreign people, and he goes, oh, what do you call them? Ramanamading dong. Stop saying it. No,
Everybody knows said people who are like hideously racist when they're in a group on their own. That makes sense in a smaller group, but when they're in like a group of people where people go, hold on, don't say that, that's hideous. Change their opinion very quickly.
Mm. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Welcome back. He goes to hospital in Norwich with the cliche of Christmas of sick kids.
Oh, man. This generally made me feel a bit ill because I'll tell you this story because it's a cautionary tale. I went to a hospital to see some sick kids dressed as Freddy the Fox. And it was all right. But like when you're Freddy the Fox, do you know a Freddy the Fox?
No, I don't know a Freddy the Fox. I don't know a Freddy the Fox.
I don't think I've got any of his merchandise around it. Well, Freddy the Fox was... well, he's a fox.
Is he a fox called Freddy, by any chance?
You're on to it. Yeah. For a John Fowler. So we went round to give these kids loads of presents and stuff. But Freddy has a big tail. And I was going around waving to the kids, going in there, getting photos and stuff. And I noticed at one point, I'd move round to and knocked a plug out the wall. And nothing like the fear in me of going, have I just knocked out some kid's life saving thing or something like that? And I generally, because you can't see. But I had to keep pointing at it as a fox. So they were like, oh, what's Freddy seen? Check the wall, check the wall, check the wall. And it did make me think of that horrible time.
Just so the listeners don't get too worried. It was fine.
Literally, yeah. It was the first thing I said when the head come off, going, like, can you check that? And it's fine. Which shows you how bad a meeting it was that if, like, a massive fox had come into your ward, there were still kids watching the telly.
How long until you took the head off?
45 minutes.
God, so you left it unplugged for 45 minutes?
Yeah, but I couldn't say anything, and I did point it out. Yeah, at the time, it was worrying. But that's what they teach you in entertainment school. They teach you that there is nothing worse than that head coming off in front of a group of like kids. Like, you can't do anything worse than that. It's installed into you.
You could also knock out a plug and then kill a child, couldn't you?
Yeah, but I also thought, God, like, if that is the case, then the plug wouldn't just be hanging on the wall. I'd like to think that in certain hospitals, they think, do you know what? We keep that tucked away because Timmy relies on it.
There might be a clumsy fox that comes in and knocks it off.
There might be a clumsy fox with his big tail. But yeah, man, I did. Well, yeah, it's the worst feeling I've had in a while, I think. Imagine if I put down for that.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
You'd have to trial the fox, wouldn't you?
Put the fox on trial.
You'd have to have, because it was Freddie who did it. It weren't me.
You know, the headlines in the paper will be, what does the fox say?
What? Nothing. He couldn't talk. What does the fox say?
So,
that would be the most unluckiest thing ever, wouldn't it? Think you're doing something good for the children and then you accidentally kill someone and then locked away for manslaughter for wearing a fox costume that you didn't want to do in the first place. But it's all good PR.
So, Tandy, they still exist?
No. Did you get excited at Tandy?
Well, it's like, I don't think they exist. You could have gone around Woolworths, couldn't they? Oh, I don't think Alan Partridge would want to go around Woolworths.
I think Tandy just sounds funny, doesn't it? Where are you going? I'm going to Tandy. I once got one Christmas from Tandy, an electricity experimental, where it was 70 experiments with electricity. I've not been well. But yeah, so, and it was the most pointless thing where you just plugged in wires, little lights come. Is it one of those things that's more Norwich-based? Because I don't think we ever had a Tandy.
I'm Googling it. Googling the Tandy.
Google the Tandy. It's fun to keep the Tandy handy.
Tandy. No, not candy. Tandy.
Wasn't it a front runner to Maplin's?
Oh, look, straight underneath it. Does Tandy still exist? Oh, I think they closed down in 2000.
Blimey, they had a good run.
So they had a golfer. He got struck by lightning.
Yeah.
And Alan said, oh, you're a leg thief or something.
One of the quotes, like, why didn't they take it from someone who had three legs?
Shit, we've done the end before we did the beginning, so I've run out of notes.
Oh, Shyamalan.
Cracker's on fire. It's actually there's actually a dial-ass machine in the middle of the cracker.
Yeah.
And they work out that there is this TV show cost more and they could have bought like 12 dialysis machines in this program.
The best quote, like, go and say, would you want a Christmas special or 12 kidney dialysis? And just watching an audience go, what would you have?
I'd have the Christmas special.
I would. It wouldn't be you going around the wards, would it?
Why would it be me going around the wards?
Trevor Feelgood could go around and visit kids.
Could do.
Actually, no.
I've just realised that we're recording this quite early before December. And yeah. England might have won the World Cup, but we don't mention it on any day.
Well, we can mention it. Well, if we mentioned it now, is say well done to England.
Oh, we've just jinxed them now, haven't we?
No, we haven't. We haven't jinxed them at all. I think we've enhanced them.
Not to so people work out when this was recorded, but they've only won one game so far. So
they've won all the games. England have
won all the games. And apparently they said that the Lionesses, we could double up and have a Super Cup.
Is that going to be a thing, the Super Cup? I like the idea of that. I like the idea as well of adding an extra ball.
Oh, have you heard Bedelia Skinner's new song? It's coming over Christmas.
Unpopular opinion, I like it.
I think it's funny, but I don't think it's the best version they've ever done.
No, it's not good. Now, and I'll show you what I have on my desk. Bear it in mind. That's right, Chris. That is a vinyl edition of Three Lions on a Shirt, 25th anniversary, and number 400 out of 3,000. Big fan of their work.
Has it ever been played?
I've got Spotify. I've got digital quality music. Why would I listen to it? Do you want to see the other vinyl?
This is top podding, isn't it? Chaz and Dave.
Not just anyone.
Only Fools and Horses.
Yes, it is. Down to Margate Special Edition. Spent nearly 30 quid on that. What a time to be alive.
So.
Yes.
I did like this, but we've gone off on a tangent on anything else. But
we have. I'm really bunged up. I do apologise if there are like coughs.
No, there won't be.
Can you edit them all out?
I will. I'll edit them out.
You can edit out all my... Well, that's worked out perfectly.
That doesn't mean you can cough constantly. There we go. Yeah.
I've been holding that in for ages.
See, that one will stay in because that was funny. But the rest of them, I'll cut them out.
Is that what you've been doing, editing out the unfunny stuff? Is that why the episodes are so short?
I won't lie. Most of the things I cut out is what I've said. All the gold that you say can stay in.
Thank you.
Right, so what would you give, knowing me, knowing you all?
Aha! I really liked it. I'm going to give it 9.
Nine, I think.
Well, let's.
You
log
it
in. Well, Chris, I've got to go because my throat's really playing me up at the moment, and God knows how this segment is going to go.
Hang on. Yeah, go on.
But I'm going to bring on a friend of mine. He's got something to say to you. Right, who's going to be? I'll see you later.
Who could it
be? Ho, 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 ho! Oh, no. Hello, Barnsley boy!
Hello, Santa.
Now, today's a busy day for me. Why is it a busy day?
Because...
Why?
Because you're down the pub?
Right, it's bloody Christmas Eve. I've got to go and deliver Christmas all over the world. Deliver magic. And you know what? There's no fun delivering Christmas magic. Ho, 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 ho. So, can I...
No!
Oh, Chris, please. I'm starting up my sleigh.
No, you can't sing your song, no.
Ho, ho, ho! Come on, Rudolph, let's-a-go! What? Who was that?
I don't know. Angry bearded man.
Wow, of a Christmas.
I think so, and he's travelled all the way down to Kent from Lapland on his busiest day just to tell me to F off.
Wow, that's it. It's weird that he keeps asking you if they're songs.
I've also noticed that he never asks you.
No, it's weird that. Well, we could do that, but now's not the time for that. Not with the state of my voice.
Maybe if he asked you, you might have said yes on day one.
Maybe, and that could have been a bit more joy. It's nearly the end. It feels weird, doesn't it?
I don't.
Do you feel sad?
Yes, because when this one goes out, we've got to start making them again.
Do you know what? Tomorrow's going to be an amazing. It's going to be the best one. So thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Same time, hopefully.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.